ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Based on the results from the Missouri Republican Party, ABC News reports former President Trump will win the Missouri Republican caucuses today. At a Michigan Republican Party convention, Mr. Trump won delegates from all 39 congressional districts. State Republican Chair Pete Hoekstra.
It sends a clear message the Michigan GOP, at least through the caucus process, we are united.
Mr. Trump campaigning in North Carolina, so is Nikki Haley in Raleigh, one of her supporters.
So she'll know foreign policy, domestic policy, and she proved as governor of South Carolina she can bring jobs and keep this country well employed.
U.S. military cargo planes dropped 38,000 packaged meals into southern Gaza today. Jan Eglin, Norwegian Refugee Council.
This situation is screaming for a ceasefire. It has to be fixed now.
6-week ceasefire could come as soon as Saturday, say administration officials. Depends on Hamas. This is ABC News. Some snapshots the nation's central bank likes to see when it's trying to make consumer loans more affordable, from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Economists say a mid-year interest rate cut is still on the table. The assessment follows the latest inflation report showing core prices up 2.8% year over year in January, the smallest rise in 3 years. The Commerce Department also reports a slowdown in consumer spending last month.
Norovirus is on the rise, especially in the Northeast, extremely contagious. This is ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
This is the virus that's most responsible for foodborne illnesses across the United States. Almost 500,000 emergency visits. So some of the common symptoms to pay attention to are what you would expect. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
One of the latest cities to take away some street parking, especially near intersection, hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years. Hoboken, New Jersey. Near New York City, Sweden started reducing street parking a quarter century ago. Other nations, cities, and states followed. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has 4 of the top 5 cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday evening to you. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's kick this night off with a double dip of a band that's going to be playing one of our shows. We'll tell you all about it in a couple of minutes. It's Super Tanker. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
so good. So energetic. Super Tanker on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Boiler. Internet Declaration of Love, or Idol before that. Both great songs from Super Tanker. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is in her undisclosed vacation location, and I'm very jealous, Rocker.
It's close to a beach, Jimmy.
I know. That's why I'm jelly. I would love to be there. But we got good weather here in Madison. Hope you're having a great evening. We're live from the WMDX studios in Madison, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. So happy to have you all along. You just heard Super Tanker. You might want to say, wow, I really want to see these guys live, Rocker, because they rock. And we're going to allow you the opportunity to do that on St. Patrick's Day. Sunday, we have a matinee show, and Rocker, Super Tanker's playing.
Jimmy, Super Tanker is playing, and they'll be opening up that show at 1 p.m. So doors open at 12, shows at 1. This is a Sunday, remember, right?
Yeah, Sunday matinee.
Sunday matinee.
Bloody Marys, man.
So Super Tanker, you just heard them. They'll be opening up the show. Then my band, Iron Plow, I'll be playing drums. So come check us out after that. And then we have Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. Now, Jimmy, you know, the owner of Five Nines. I don't know if you know Five Nines, the internet
network
company. Yeah, he's the singer, right? Todd Stryker.
I did not know that.
He is. And then Chris Paul, who plays guitar for Super Tanker, is actually one of the writers of the Todd Alba show and is also the editor of Cracked Magazine.
Wow.
So there's a couple of, you know, local
celebs. If you come to the High Noon Saloon on St. Patrick's Day, first of all, there won't be any green beer, or at least I don't know. I don't have that executive decision.
I don't know
if
they're doing that.
I'm pretty sure the High Noon is on the upper echelon of responsible bar serving, where they don't put dye in your beer.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. And if you're into that kind of thing, that's your decision and your choice. But I'm gonna judge you hardcore on that.
Oh well, I'm just gonna stay with the yellowish to brownish beers, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I went off on a tangent. I apologize. Come to the High Noon Saloon Sunday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. You could wear green. That's okay.
Yep.
It's a great show. And most importantly, John and Gordy from WMDX Morning Show.
That's right.
They're emceeing the show.
They're going to be down there hanging out with us and introducing bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. John and Gordy are so much fun. And Jimmy, I might add that Super Tanker is also going to make another appearance here on Mad Radio on John and Gordy, on the Todd Alba show.
Of course.
We're getting my shows mixed up. The Todd Alba show on March 14th.
So that's the Thursday before the matinee show.
That's right. And they're going to play a couple songs here in the studio. We're going to have a little mini Max Inc. radio up here on the Todd Alba show. And we're going to hang out with Todd and have a good time.
I'm going to come headbang on the Todd Alba show. That would be fun. Just stand right out on the other side of the glass and just headbang for
you
Todd.
You know, he's a big fan of Max Inc. Heavy, by the way, Jimmy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, he is.
That's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. M. Shell checked in with Heavy tonight with a great interview with H1Z1. So check out Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. In the meantime, Brocker, we have quite the show coming up for you between now and 10 o'clock.
Jimmy, we have Brian Caraveau from the B-Rock. He's going to be here. That's a venue over on Madison's north side in the Sherman Plaza. And he's going to be telling us all about his restaurant, venue, beer, all kinds of good stuff. Sunspot, Mike and Wendy. They're legendary band, over 20 years. They're going to be playing the Harmony Bar coming up. We'll hear all about that show. Dynavap. Jimmy, it's a thermal extraction device. We're going to hear all about it. George Brewa, the owner of Dynavap, he'll be in here, and we'll find out exactly
thermal
what that is.
Thermal extraction product.
A thermal extraction, yes, all device.
Right. All right.
A device.
Are we going to feel happy after we thermal extract whatever?
I don't see how it's possible not to.
All right, perfect. I'm all in.
And after that, Jimmy, The Lair. Kaylin Cole is back. She just got into town like 3 a.m. last night coming in from Nashville. So we're going to have her live in The Lair. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy. M. Shell is going to be doing an interview with H1Z1. As Jimmy just mentioned, that's 10 p.m. to midnight.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We would love your participation in tonight's show. We've got Cat and Hurricane on the way. Blame It on Kane. We're going to talk about a 50-year-old awesome person coming up soon. These guys are going to be playing at the Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin on Sunday or Saturday, March 30th. It's Bad Year. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I hate
like this. Cat and a Hurricane on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Cat and a Hurricane, if you're part of their Patreon group, they just released a new song, Kids in America. If you're not in the Patreon group, like me, apparently, I forgot to sign up for that one, but I'll get you that song hopefully maybe next week. But if you're the Patreon, well, there you go. And Patreon's a great way to support your local music, by the way. I'm a member of a number of them, just not Cat and a Hurricane. And I love Cat and a Hurricane. What's wrong with you, Jimmy K? Hey, the Mamas has big news. They actually extended their nomination and registration period here in Madison, the Madison Area Music Awards. It was last week, but now it's extended until March 22nd. So if you're Cat and a Hurricane or another Madison band that had new music and awesome artists in your band or your solo artist or whatever, get a hold of us or get a hold of the Mamas. Register right now. Go to themamas.org, themamas.org. And don't forget, the awards show has been dated for October 13th. Put that on your calendar. The Mamas is a great organization helping put musical instruments in the hands of kids, and they support the Madison music scene. It's a win-win. Go to themamas.org to register now, themamas.org.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. And we're coming to you live from the WMDX studios here in Madison. I want to say hello to our friends up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9. And our good friends over in Waukesha as well. Big scene over in Waukesha, Milwaukee on the show. 101 FM and WAUK AM 540 Rocker. Don't forget, people, you can text us right now. Tell us what you're up to. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. And call or text right from the Civic Media app.
Jimmy, B-Rock is a bar and a restaurant in Sherman Plaza on Madison's north side, serving craft beer and comfort food called B-Rock and hosting live music on most Friday and Saturday nights. B-Rock owner Brian Caravu books the artists and plays the role of host, introducing the bands. Brian, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, dude. I have been in your establishment a number of times with our good friend E-Dub. And I love the atmosphere at Beer Rock.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
Can I give kind of a testimonial about something, too? I came in during Fat Tuesday. You were doing the jambalaya stuff. And I have an egg allergy, and you know this. And I wanted the jambalaya Beer Rock, you know? But I couldn't eat the Beer Rock because it's made with egg, you guys went out of your way and gave me a side of just the jambalaya, rice and sausage and goodness on the side without the, so I can eat it and have dinner. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Happy our chef could make that accommodation.
That's pretty interesting, Jimmy. Good story. I wanted to make it down for the jambalaya, but I wasn't available.
It was good,
night.
Dude. It was good.
You're making me jealous. Brian, the Bierock is a restaurant, a bar, a music venue, food, beer, music. It must be all of your passions. And before we hear about the Bierock, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your backstory? told me off air, he said, this is his third career. So how does one get there?
Yeah, started off as a teacher. From there, I was a writer and editor. And now I manage a bar and restaurant and music venue.
What did you teach?
I taught English and journalism.
Okay.
High school and middle schoolers.
So you're judging me pretty hard right now.
I do not judge. You're a professional.
No, I'm not.
Well, so Jimmy, you came from up north and then came to school here. And like a lot of people coming to the UW, you just couldn't leave.
Madison's awesome. What can I say? I mean, I love it here. This is home now. So, I absolutely adore it. And live on the north side by Bierock. Maybe only live a mile and a half away.
Nice.
So that's convenient. But yeah, that's home now.
Shout out to the Northsiders, because we're all Northsiders here. Every one of us here. You know, the bar, the food, the restaurant business, it's brutal. What made you want to open a restaurant?
Just that passion for food and drink. The Bierock is my wife's family recipe.
No kidding.
And yeah, we thought we have something that you can't find anywhere else in the city, perhaps the state. You know, pasties come close, but this is the German version of a pasty. So that's what makes it unique.
So you said the Bierocks are a family recipe. What other kind of interesting tidbits about Bierock? Can you tell us about, like, what other influences from the family have come into this restaurant?
Yeah, the Weiss family recipe. So it goes back generations, and this is something that, you know, her grandma made, her mom made, and now she makes it at Bierock. Now, our classic is ground beef, sauerkraut, and onion inside a freshly baked bread dough that we make ourselves, everything from scratch. On the side comes a nice house-made mustard vinaigrette dipping sauce, and that's just our classic version. We got all sorts of different interpretations on top of that.
Well, I saw a bunch of them, and one that actually caught my eye. It was a dessert, and so it was caramel apple Bierock, apple pie filling with cinnamon inside with a freshly baked dough, topped with powdered sugar, and served with a side of house-made caramel.
You know, I was hungry before we went on the air, and dinner is on the way, thanks to Alice. I'm starving now.
How late are you guys open tonight?
Kitchen open till 10 p.m. tonight.
Kitchen's open till 10, Jimmy. I think we're going to miss it, but we're going to have to go back for that.
Is your wife, is she the primary chef, cook, or idea for the recipes at Bierock?
She's the inspiration. We do have a head chef that we've hired, Chef Cordell, who's awesome,
right.
who kind of does his own spin on the Bierock as well. So we kind of have both brains going there.
And with the German heritage, of course, we got to talk about beer. Beer. And it's spelt, it's not beer.
It's B-I-E-R, ock, right? So it's like beer rock. Beer rock. And beer, of course, that's right. The German spelling for beer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, well, you know, it sounds like your venue is a merging of beer and rock, right? But, you know, I was wondering, you were mentioning the pasty, right? That's the kind of up north, like, little goodness thing pocket that they create. What's different from a Bierock from a pasty? Like, what's the German difference, I guess?
Yeah, a pasty is a Cornish recipe. First of all, the bread part is more of a flaky pastry.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the inside is like ground beef, rutabagas, potatoes, a lot of starches there. Whereas a Bierock is the German version, ground beef, sauerkraut, onion, things you associate with Germany.
I see.
Yeah.
So, sausage.
So two different, you know, Cornish versus German. Both, you know, every culture has its own savory pie. There's empanadas.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, this is just the German version of it, you know. Calzones for Italy, you know.
Oh, interesting. I never really thought about it.
Yeah,
like
I didn't
that.
Think of that either. That's great. Brian, the owner of Beer Rock, is with us here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Let's talk about the beers. I like beer. You have a mighty beer selection at Beer Rock. Tell us about that. And how do you decide what goes on tap?
Yeah, we have 24 tap lines of craft beer. And the goal is to have something for everyone. There's something light, something dark, something malty, something hoppy, something sour, something barrel-aged. Pretty much, if you can't find something you like, then the problem's with you.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. We got a cider, a seltzer. You know, we cover all the bases.
What's your favorite? And feel free to give me a couple classes if you want to, or a couple categories of the beer, because I know otherwise, you know. But what do you like right now that you have on tap?
I mean, I'm partial to the hoppy beers.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, we have Nectaron Dreams by Titletown Brewing Company, a New Zealand IPA. Made with New Zealand hops. So it's really good, really smooth, really hoppy, and really fresh, and I love it.
Nice.
And now I saw that you guys fill growlers and howlers, and I know what a growler is. What's a howler? A
howler's just a half-size growler. So
half-size growler, yeah. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah. Growler's 64 ounces, howler's 32, if you want a little smaller size. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the cool thing about Beer Rock, too, you got some good food, you got awesome beer. Oh, and you have some live music offering, too.
We do. Pretty much every Friday, Saturday night. Maybe not every single one. Every once in a while, there might be a sporting event that might, you know, interfere with it. But, you know, pretty much every Friday, Saturday night, we've got live music at Beer Rock. Pretty much 8 to 10 p.m. You can count on it. And, yeah, it's awesome. We have so much good local talent that we bring in that I love showcasing.
If bands are listening, if they want to play a show at Beer Rock, how do they get a hold of you? And how do fans or potential customers get your address and find out where you are?
Yeah, it used to be me, you know, talking to people, asking them if they'd want to play at Beer Rock. For the most part, now it's the people come to me. Either, you know, in person, actually come to Beer Rock and their customers, and then, you know, find out, hey, I'm in a band, and we get to talking, and we book them. Or, I mean, if anybody's, you know, wants to reach out on the net, you can email me info@beerrockmadison.com. So
awesome.
Now tonight you have Blame It on Kane. They're coming out here from Milwaukee. They're friends of the show. They've been on here before. And then you have quite a music schedule coming up, including Eddie Berth on March 15th. Tell us a few highlights from your schedule that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, both the examples you just said are incredible musicians. I'm so happy that, you know, Blame It on Kane wants to come all the way from Milwaukee to Madison just to play at Beer Rock. That's an honor and a privilege for me that they want to come from away and play. They're kind of the 90s nostalgia rock. I remember them playing Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3 is just one cover. They do all sorts of originals, too.
Yeah,
but just
yeah,
to point people in the right direction, you know, like, what are you going to hear? They start at 8 p.m. tonight, so you got maybe a little over an hour to head to Beer Rock and catch Blame It on Kane. But you mentioned it, too. Eddie Berth later this month.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's great. Great songwriter.
Yeah. Folk, Americana. Mm-hmm. Plenty of originals, few covers he slips in, Tom Petty stuff like that. So
songs about dogs.
Yes. I like that.
Morell's his dog, and he's got a song about it.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
I know he was in here and performed that actually at one time in the lair. He was a lot of fun. That was good. And he's played at our stage on Make Music Madison last year.
Indeed he did. Dude, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in today, Brian. We really appreciate it. Beer Rock is right on the north side of Madison. What is that? Northgate? The Northtown Mall, right at the corner of
Northport. Northside Town Center, yep.
Northport and North Sherman, right next to the hardware store right there and the Willie Street Co-op. Stop in, say hello. go see Blame It on Kane tonight and get a, oh, get some good food there too. And some
for
good
us.
Beer. Yeah. I'm send food now. Jimmy K hungry. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Let's do some Blame It on Kane right now. This is a tuna. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Playing Beer Rock tonight. Get over there and check it out. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight today. Thanks to Brian from Beer Rock for coming in, having a chat with us, telling us about Beer Rock. Great place, by the way. I'm a little biased. Northside restaurant. I'm a Northsider. Love it over there, you know? Coming up on the show, we got a double dip of the American Dead. Sunspot is in studio next hour. And Kaylin Cole, she's live in the lair at 9 o'clock. Right now, Little Earthquakes on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Love you.
Why Won't You Let Me Love You? That's Beth Keeley Band on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Shawn Michael Dargan before that. That's All the Lovin' I Need. Shawn Michael Dargan has a couple shows. He's playing tonight with the Periodicals at the Burr Oak. That show starts in just a matter of minutes. And if you can't make it tonight, you can see him September 19th at the Barrymore Theater for the Hoodoo Gurus. That's going to be a pretty cool show. I think we were talking about that last week or something like that. Weren't we, Rocker, with somebody? I don't remember. But anyway, going back to Beth Keeley. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Beth Keeley. Earlier this week, I was listening to John and Gordy here on WMDX in Madison on the morning show, 6 to 8 o'clock every day. And it was Friday. It was Friday morning. And you did a wonderful thing by calling Beth Keeley. You, John, and Gordy got Beth Keeley on the phone, and you played this little game with her about this is your musical clear. You, like, played a song,
yeah,
a clip of a song.
I did, yes.
She had to guess what song and where that song was from.
And then tell us about the song.
Right.
And it was really fun because, you know, we played some from the Beth Keeley Band. We played... I pulled an old one out of Rocker's closet and pulled out a Clear Blue Betty,
yep,
a band she was in back in the 2000s. And then, of course, some Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets because they were playing her birthday party last night at the Memorial Union. So I'm sure that was just a great show, and it must have been so fun. But, you know, if you want to catch Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets...
they had the show last night at the Union. Was that tonight?
That was last night.
Last night at the Union.
But yeah, she's playing at the... Actually, this is, I believe, just Beth Keeley, which is at the Cargo Coffee East coming up on Friday, March 22nd. And then Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets at the Red Rooster on Wednesday, April 3rd. So there is plenty of times to catch her in Madison here with her various bands.
Is there a more influential person, another person in the Madison music scene that reaches out and touches and helps everybody like Beth Keeley?
Well, you know, there are a lot of those people in town,
but
I would have to say that Beth is, you know, one of the top people. I mean, Girls Rock Camp,
her work with the Mamas, yeah,
Ladies Rock Camp, her books, motivational series.
It's pretty amazing. Hey, we got a double dip of the American Dead. Kaylin Cole is live in the lair. And our friend Sunspot, they are visiting the show. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hero firefighter saves trucker whose 18-wheeler was dangling off the side of a bridge yesterday in Louisville.